I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Cooler weather in the western United States has aided firefighters battling wildfires in California. The 4,200-acre fire on Santa Catalina Island is expected to be encircled tonight, but not before causing problems for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. Their campus by the sea is located there, and InterVarsity's Tom Allen says campers had to be evacuated.
The fire came into the canyons near the camp. No structures were damaged, though all the utilities were obviously affected, and so there's no utilities and the water lines going into the camp have been burned.
The camp will remain closed until May 24th. Meanwhile, Compassion International is seeing success from its first child survival program in a West Bengal village in East India. The project's been running for about 5 months now. Team members believe it's having an impact in the area as they help prevent disease and malnutrition in the village. They're teaching about nutrition and hygiene and providing necessities. Held in partnership with the indigenous churches, they're now working toward helping the body of Christ grow. And this June, the campus of Yale University hosts the Institute for Campus Revival and Awakening. It's a place to focus on spiritual breakthroughs with the goal of campus transformation across the country. Life Action's Collegiate Impact Director Dave Warren.
When God does move on our campuses, we want to be ready and prepared, and as campus ministers, ready to move things forward. And so I think with the campus ministers, we'll leave Yale this summer preparing the way, but also prepared for what God wants to do.
There are still a few spots open. Go to our website if you want details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcasts. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.